novels always percolate in my head for a few years or even sometimes a decade. And I had always had this idea of writing a novel that was based on some of my father's recollections of being in World War II, because he was the youngest of 9 boys and he was only 14, but he got a letter from one of his brothers who had gone overseas who said, you know, he was furlonged, and he said, oh, you like, it's amazing here. All the women are falling in love with Canadian soldiers. And my dad didn't want to miss out, so he went and got a birth certificate that said he was 18 and he went overseas. And when he would tell me tales about his time there, he would only tell me in fairy tale ways, and he would say funny stories. He would never actually talk about the trauma or the battles, which was, you know, because it was not done. So, and he had this one tale of a goose that had followed him around through France, and this goose had fallen in love with him and was always just bickering and never leaving him alone, much to my father's great embarrassment. So he had these sort of oddly wonderful tales of his experience. I did a residency in Germany, and I took a train because I wanted to go to Poland to find this puppeteer, because I had this idea that I wanted a puppeteer to make a puppet of me. And someone said, there's this odd puppeteer who lives like out in the middle of nowhere. So anyways, I took this train through the Black Forest. And as I was going through the Black Forest, I mean, I was so interested in the way trees are different in different countries. And the trees were so witch-like and gnarled, and they just seemed to be inviting one into the woods. And I was like, oh, I suddenly understand Grimm's fairy tales now. And I was like, this is a land where the Grimm's fairy tales comes from, but then also a lot of where the O'Neill fairy tales have come from, you know, segment of them. So then I had this idea of creating this little country, and it would be, you know, sort of in the time of, in the middle of the 20th century during wartime, and how this little country would have adapted to being invaded and then occupied. And it was peculiar building the country because I wanted it to be sort of a country that I would create or I would have liked to have lived in as a child. And it's this country that just got its borders after World War I, and they decide they will center the arts, and that will be how they create their identity. And they'll have writers and musicians and opera singers and artists, and they'll make such an impact, a cultural impact on the world, that they would be safe so they don't invest anything into their army. And so then, of course, when they do get invaded, they sort of see if art, what the role of art is in war, and can it save a people? And, you know, and I was so interested too in the way that when genocidal movements happen, the writers are sort of the first ones who are taken out and killed. And for me, I was like, what is that enormous danger that writers represent for enemies and propagandists, and just that power of fiction to kind of hold a culture and hold a cultural identity?